From the United States, for the Armed Forces of the United Nations, the Special Service Division of the War Department presents a delayed broadcast of one of America's most popular radio programs, Toby Reed and the Bandwagon.
Thank you for your convoy. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. Well, we're going to give you your Christmas present 5 days early. Right tonight, we're going to give it to you. And here's another Fitch Bandwagon first along with it. You know, a member of one of America's wackiest families who has recently added orchestra leading to his many talents is right here with us. Now, you've held your sides laughing at him in movie theaters. You've left the theater quoting him. Well, just in case I haven't thrown you enough clues, listen to this theme. Kids, it's Chico Marx, the piano-playing member of the Mad Marx Brothers.
Here, boss. I'll hold my hat, too.
I'll hold your coat and your vest, too, if you want to, Cheek, if you'll just get into one of those tunes of yours. You know, I'd suggest one that features the latest Chico Marx discovery. He's a composer, musician, singer, arranger, radio actor, always a lot of things. Very young fella, too, only 17 years old. Mel Torne, and he's going to sing one of those arrangements for which Chico Marx is so famous. This one entitled Abraham. I've got to keep hold of myself with Chico Marx to contend with here on the old Fitch bandwagon. Yeah. Now, look, Cheek, don't get me confused right off now from the very first. Just tell me, how do you like being here on the bandwagon?
Oh, well, first I got to get one thing straight. How much do you pay for me to play under the bandwagon?
No, Chico, not the bandwagon. It's bandwagon. We all buy bonds, and we've done what we could here on the bandwagon to sell bonds. But this happens to be the bandwagon.
Sure, that's what I say. How much do you pay for me to play under the bandwagon?
Oh, what's the use? I give up.
Yeah, that's just what I want to know. How much are you going to give up?
Well, Chico, what do you usually charge for playing?
Well, for playing, $10 an hour.
Well, what do you charge for not playing?
$20 an hour.
Well, what do you charge for rehearsing?
$30 an hour.
Now, wait a minute, Chico. What do you charge for not rehearsing?
Oh, that runs into money.
Well, look, Chico, how much will it cost if you don't rehearse and if you don't play?
Oh, you couldn't afford it.
Well, what would you charge to drop into an open manhole?
Just the cover charge.
Why don't you drop in sometime?
Sewer. That cleans that up pretty good, eh?
I see what you mean. Well, let's see now. Why don't we just drop this whole thing and call on Skip Nelson to come over here and sing that beautiful ballad, Velvet Moon.
There's a satin sky above, a bed for the velvet moon. There's a mountain made of mist, feather bed to the breath, caressing the velvet moon. I see the Milky Way, her negligee of vision, of sheer delight, silvery white. And there upon her breast, a necklace of stars that enchants the night. And as I hold you tightly, I hear music everywhere, symphonies, rhapsodies that comfort the velvet moon, so that it may gently creep into sleep, sleep and dream, and so into the dawning as the moon dreams above. We two can dream of our love. Here is paradise for two beneath our moon of the moon.
Still a little mystified about Chico Marx turning into an orchestra leader. And the last time I saw you, Chico, you were riding too high on a bicycle around a big store from the picture of the same name. How come this switch all of a sudden to orchestra leading?
Well, I tell you, Tobe, it's this way. All of a sudden, I got to the idea I like the lead of the band. So I think, who is the best man to help me build a band? Then I think of just the man. He was in Hollywood, too. His name is Ben Pollock.
Not the Ben Pollock. You mean the man we've often told our bandwagon passengers all about? Ben Pollock, the daddy of swing?
That's the one. How do you like to meet him, Toby?
I'd like to meet him, Chico, and I'd like our passengers to know him, too.
Come here, Shorty. Shake hands with Toby.
Hello, Ben. Really, it's a pleasure to have you here on the old Fitch bandwagon.
I feel right at home here, Toby. So many of the boys have played with you on your guests. I feel that I know you so well.
Yes, we've had a lot of the boys who spent the early days with you, as a matter of fact, Ben. Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman. Gosh, I could go on and name any number.
Oh, Harry James, Glenn Miller, Charlie Spivak, Bob Chester, Ugly Spaniard.
Oh, no, you can stop right there. We'll be here till Tuesday. You know, I'll never forget the swing band you brought to New York in 1929 to open the Park Central Hotel. That band contained many of our present-day name leaders. No doubt Benny Goodman deserved his title of King of Swing, but I'm sure no one would dispute your right to be called the Daddy of Swing. Say, Chico, I'd say that you sure picked a winner when you got Ben Pollock as your co-worker. Who did he play with?
Who did he play with? Well, he played with Rimsky-Korsakov, Shostakovich, Mussorgsky, Prokofiev, Bateri.
Man, he really must know his music.
What do you mean, music? That's a note. That's the Notre Dame football team.
Now, there's that. Well, if that's the Notre Dame football team, let's see him tackle one of these Chico Marx versions of Pagliacci, and I mean the real one.
Okay, 14-72, 16-73, height!
Played by the Chico Marx Orchestra, and believe me, that is a sensational arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
No, we weren't too surprised when we found Chico Marx coming out of an orchestra after his years on the stage and screen. After all, his piano playing featuring the shooting of notes with his fingers, which you're all familiar with. Well, that was always a big hit when he appeared with his equally mad brothers, the famous Four Marx Brothers. Do you like this new work, Chico?
Sure, Toby. And I especially like it very much to ride onto this fish wagon.
Please, Chico, I told you before, this is the Fitch bandwagon. The word is Fitch, not fish.
That's what I say, fish wagon.
All right, so I'll try just once more. Look, Chico, Fitch is something that's good for your head.
Sure, I know, boy. It's a fish. It's a brain food.
Every day should be Friday for you. I don't see why you don't eat some of that fish.
I tried to eat a fish once, though, but it's a no good.
What was the matter with eating fish?
I couldn't stay underwater that long.
I can see I'm getting myself in deep water right here. Well, let's forget about the whole thing and have one of your famous piano solos. How about it, Chico?
Okay, but thanks so very much. Excuse me, Tom, excuse me. You see, first I got to tune up. Now, boys, come on, give me an A. I think somebody snuck in a B on me.
But, Chico, what's the matter with that?
Well, I don't like anybody to put a B on me.
You know, Chico, you know, you're awfully close to an idiot.
Well, that's all right. Keep quiet and nobody will notice you.
Nicely,
and now, Toby, for a change, I'd like to play something classical.
For a change, it would be nice to hear you play something classical. What's it going to be, Chico?
Well, I'd like to play the second movement from the Beer Barrel Polka.
Well, that gives you a rough idea of what's happening to the classics since Chico Marx has become an orchestra leader. Here it is, passengers, just as Chico featured it in his movie A Night at the Opera. Chico Marx, the piano, and the Beer Barrel Polka. So that we can have Chico play some more. And I only wish that all of you passengers out there on the air could be here in the studio and watching, because it's really a sight, believe me. Well, passengers, if I can get our guest, Chico Marx, to make any sense at all, I think this is the proper place to find out how he and his brothers really started out. Were your parents on the stage before you, Chico?
No, Tobe. But my mother's brother was Al Sheen of Gallagher and Sheen. You see, she loved the stage, and she wanted us to follow in the footsteps of our famous uncle.
Well, she really got her wish, Chico. How did she go about it?
Well, you see, Groucho always had a good voice. You see, he sings pretty good yet. That is, when he cuts out his clowning.
Which is kind of tough, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty tough. And Harpo taught himself to play the harp when he found an old harp in the attic left by my grandmother.
Well, believe me, he plays that harp all right. What was the start of the act as we know it today, Chico?
Well, Groucho, Harpo, and Zeppo were doing an act together at Waukegan, and my mother took me to see them. They didn't know I was coming. See, I hadn't been home in 5 years.
Well, I can imagine that was quite a reunion. No, it isn't what you think. He could have gone home. He just hadn't been home. Were they surprised to see you, Chico?
You bet they were. You see, I asked the orchestra leader at the theater to let me play the piano for their act. They didn't know I was there. He was a tired violin player. Maybe you heard of him.
Yeah, I think I know a tired violin player by the name of Ben Burney.
No, it's the other one, Jack Benny.
Well, I should have suspected when you mentioned Waukegan. Tell me, what happened when your brother spotted you out there in the orchestra?
Well, you see, Harper saw me first. He had an orange under his hat that he used in the act. So he took it out and hit me right on the head with it. I threw it back and hit Groucho. And the act broke up with us throwing things at each other. The audience thought it was all part of the act, and they ate it up, and the fellas, they decided to put me in it.
Well, I'm inclined to go right along with the audience, too. That gives us a good picture of the start of the Marx Brothers style of comedy. Well, Chico, right here, I'd like the passengers to meet your beautiful and diminutive little blonde vocalist, Kim Kimberly. How about that?
Now you're talking to boss. Hey, Kim. Come over here, honey. Hey, television, she cute.
No, she really is, Chico.
Oh, please, Chico, you mustn't put your arm around me.
What's the matter, Kim? Ain't I going to take you to Hollywood and make a big star out of you?
I don't want to be in pictures with you and your brothers.
What's the matter with my brothers?
Don't you know?
Sure, but I didn't think you did.
Well, I'm afraid of that little guy with the red hair. I'm a blonde, and I'm afraid he's chasing me all around.
You mean a hoppo? Well, don't worry, Kim. He chases you around, but he don't mean nothing.
No?
No. Look, I chase you around, don't I?
Yeah.
Well, I mean something.
Don't let him scare you, Kim. I think what he really means is that he wants you to sing that sensational number, Mr. 5x5. Wagon Ride with Chico Marx and his orchestra, and frankly, I'm surprised that we got the bandwagon back here in one piece. Thanks for a really swell ride, Chico, and may you continue to break attendance records in Chicago's famous Blackhawk restaurant. Passengers, there's lots to look forward to next week. There's that visit from the jolly little fellow in the red suit, and I'll be there, believe me. And I hope he brings you a lot of good things, too. As the old Fitch bandwagon, well, I know it's going to bring you something mighty good next week, long about the same time on these same stations, because we're going to have Griff Williams and his orchestra on board. Griff, you know, is again taking Chicago by storm, and I know his many friends all over the country are looking forward to hearing him. So here's a very Merry Christmas from the F.W. Fitch Company to all of you loyal passengers. And believe me, we're going to be looking for you next week. So until then, this is your bandwagon driver, Toby Reed, saying a Merry Christmas to you all. Broadcast presented for the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
This program has been a part of our English language shortwave service.